Now, as we head into 2026, the growth of Ireland's economy looks positive, but there are some concerns laid out in a new report of a softening in the labour market and a budgetary hit to the pocket for many earners. The report from the Economic and Social Research Institute said employment will grow at a slightly slower pace and that corporation tax receipts could be impacted by wider global issues. It also said the recent budget will result in a 1.3% decline in disposable income for many households. Well, to discuss it, Dr. Conor O'Toole, Associate Research Professor at the ESRI, the Economic and Social Research Institute, joins us now. Good morning to you, Conor. Thanks very much for coming on the programme. What evidence is there in your report that the labour market will slow down next year?
Yeah, so coming into 2026, we see a kind of moderate softening in the labour market. And there's a couple of indicators that are kind of pointing us in that direction. I think if we look back, cast our minds back over the past 5 or 10 years, labour market has been a huge source of strength for Ireland. We've added a very large number of new jobs to the economy over that period. And really that rapid growth wasn't going to be sustained over a very long period of time. So what we see coming into next year really is just a kind of moderation, because we will still have more jobs next year than we have this year, about 30,000 extra jobs next year. But again, it won't be as rapid growth as we have had in the past number of years.
And what does that mean overall for the economy? A slowing down of jobs?
I think it means a number of things. I think the domestic economy really has grown at a very rapid rate when you look at it compared to European peers, especially small open trading economies like, you know, Austria or Finland or the other economies that would be a similar size to Ireland. And really that kind of moderation in the labour market, we're seeing it in some of the data. You know, that is a welcome development, because it hasn't necessarily, that level of growth isn't necessarily sustained into a prolonged period of time.
Now, the report also highlights how international developments could affect Ireland. I'm just looking at in terms of technology and artificial intelligence. What are your concerns there?
Yeah, they're kind of twofold, right? One, obviously, the US economy is going through a kind of an investment boom at the moment with the AI expenditures. There's huge amount of spending going into the AI economy. It's going in many different ways. One is obviously the physical infrastructure around the computer hardware and all of the elements that's needed to drive the AI economy, but also into the kind of models themselves and the investments into those activities. You know, for Ireland, there's a couple of implications of that. Obviously, all of the big IT firms that are, you know, spending a lot of money on this equipment, they are located in Ireland and have a lot of employment, you know, a lot of output and pay a lot of corporation tax. So if they take a hit, if those investments aren't as profitable, so if that kind of AI bubble bursts, then there could be implications in Ireland for the corporation tax, for employment and for output. But you know, the second point really is that, you know, if many of these firms, if they start adopting this technology, maybe they won't need as many jobs or as much employment in the future. And that could be another potential headwind for the ICT sector in Ireland.
Okay, and in terms of the recent budget, the report also says that middle and higher income households are negatively affected by the freezing of income tax credits and bans. So there will be a decline in income for some households.
Yeah, so obviously the recent budget changes will kind of, if they were compared to, if they were just increased by prices over time, you would expect to find a small negative effect on incomes. I think it's important also to contextualize that, to say that, you know, with the strong domestic economy, with the kind of robust growth in the domestic economy, incomes are going to rise next year. You're expecting incomes to rise by over 4% in nominal terms next year. So in general, and if we have inflation, so that the price rises in and around 2%, you know, people's incomes will go up next year in general relative to this year. But there are changes that are kind of working on the downside to pull that backwards.
And of course, then you also mention house building. You say that more than 50,000 homes are needed per annum, but the ESRI forecast expects that just 36,000 will be built next year.
Yeah, it's kind of a long-standing assessment by ourselves and others, as a number of commentators have published work on this, that, you know, to really stand still in terms of housing need, we need somewhere between 50 and 60,000 units per annum. And that's really just to catch up with, you know, the growth in the number of new households, and also to try and catch up with the low level of building over the past decade. you know, we're looking at somewhere in and around at 36,000 units for next year. So still short of that figure of 50,000 plus. So going to need a big effort to get that house building up towards the target.
OK, Dr. Conor O'Toole, Associate Research Professor at the ESRI. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's 25 minutes past seven.